Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Michelle.
You can always just go, not say hello if you want to pretend you're not here.
Well,
yeah, I know, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah. I know, it's weird. You and I are too polite for this. Yeah. Anyway, hello, Bags.
Hi.
Well,
it's me. I'm happy to be here.
Same. We're all happy to be here. We're just, you know, we're just tiptoeing around whether or not Matthew will in the end choose to be famous. And that is a decision that he's making himself.
This is the thing. For the community of Can We Be Real, if at one point here, Matthew is not here anymore.
Yeah.
You understand what's happened here. Yep. This is not Michelle and I pushing him off the show.
He has walked away from fame. And that
is a choice.
His choice.
It's a choice
to
make.
If he decides to make it,
it's only a choice at some point. The messages get pretty hectic.
Oh, fuck, what messages?
Yeah. When I said something, I think it was last episode, I just said, like, hey, I barely talked. One of the, I won't say their name, they just sent me a picture of my house.
They did not.
They just sent me a picture.
I feel like you're now making shit up.
And they just said, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Mate.
Leave it to Michelle and Greg.
How would they know where you live? Because we spoke about Northcote.
Mate, that's what I'm saying.
He's being funny.
That's what I'm saying.
See, he's being too talented. If he doesn't want to fucking... That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say. Now, I have spoken before about the fact that we're lucky because we don't have a workplace, okay? Because we work from our own homes most of the time. Hmm. And I saw this great photo, classic photo, because I don't think about that a lot. You know, you don't think about how lucky you are a lot of the time. You just go about your business thinking, oh, well, this is my life. And then every now and then you see something and think, oh, Christ, remember that? God. Oh, God, I'm lucky. I'm so lucky. I saw this photo somebody put online from their workplace. It's a photo of the toilet at their workplace. And look how many rolls of toilet paper are lined up in the toilet.
Also, what's bothering me is they've gone with a black seat.
It's gross. And it's one of those ones that's got the cutout at the front. So it's like...
We can get your willy in there easily.
Yeah, but for women, it's like gross.
What do you mean?
Porcelain right there. It's like, it's just not...
And sometimes it's
like primary school.
It's a bit rounded. So the thing is, when you sit on it, it's a bit hard on your legs.
Yeah. It's just revolved.
But lots of toilet paper, yeah.
The reason there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, there's like 12 rolls of toilet paper. None of them are new. Is that because everyone at work insists on using their own roll of toilet paper.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's weird, but I get it.
Why?
Some people are germophobes, especially after COVID. So they go, okay, this is mine. So it's got your little name there. I don't know. There's some people that have these things.
I don't want to. It would never occur to me that.
You're using my toilet paper. Oh, but can you imagine? It's like a lunchbox in a fridge, right? Can you imagine if I used a bit of yours?
Yeah, see,
and you're a bit of a toilet paper Nazi.
I guess it never occurs to me what people other people do in the toilet. I suppose I should think more about these things. I don't. So, yeah, in this workplace, for whatever, someone's obviously started the trend. Someone's gone, I'm not using the same toilet paper. Do you think we know what people do in there? And then they don't wash their hands. Blah, blah, blah. And well, then it's caught on. Everyone has said,
because when you speak it out loud, it makes a lot of sense.
I guess it
does. We're all touching.
Yeah.
We're touching our asshole and then touching the same thing. And then all
repeatedly
fingering our assholes with the same thing that someone else has touched. Well, it's true,
it
right?
It is, but it's like, God, we're just animals. Like, we're fingering lots of things all day long. Like, if you swabbed every surface you finger all day long.
Yeah, but when you think about it,
disgusting.
If there's something to be really split up, toilet paper is probably the thing that we should be.
No, I think, if you Google it, you'll find all those awful things about, you know, the kitchen bench has got more microbial dangers on it than the toilet seat and all that. When people do studies, they always find, there's more E. coli on the average door handle than there is on the toilet and shit like that. So,
but I just feel like if there was a meeting in an office like you're talking about and someone said, you know what, guys, don't you think toilet paper is something that we should all have separate? And then someone's going, oh, fuck, that's a bit weird. But then you think about it and you're like, well, do you want me to like have a bit of poo on my fingers and touch your toilet paper?
Yeah, but that's because people are dumb. It's because like, yes, we're all doing something disgusting in the toilet and then we all wash our hands with soap. Mm-hmm. So by the time we all come out of the toilet, we're back to zero. Mm.
I just think it's a very, whoever brought it up, they have a convincing case straight away.
Yeah.
That's where it's happened.
Because you can convince idiots of anything.
And HR's gone, you know what, this does sound pretty sensible.
Oh, God, it's so fucked up. I just can't stand it. Yeah. When stupid ideas like this.
I'm too lazy to care.
That's what I mean, but this is workplace shit. This is what I'm saying.
We're using it. I mean, you and I have pooed and weed in the same hotel room together.
So we've kept conversations going. It doesn't worry
me. But that's how, that's our workplace. Hotel rooms.
Sometimes it is, yeah. Right? For sure. And I trust you to wash your hands.
Mm.
Right?
Do I?
I don't know. And I don't want to know. Because
no, I do.
I trust you
all
too.
The time.
Yeah, of
I'm
course.
A clean freak.
I know you are, yeah. I trust you too. And that's how I live my life. I trust people to do that.
Mm.
And so,
do you wash your hands?
Of course I do.
Okay, just checking.
So that's how I live my life. I have enough to fucking worry about. I've got two kids. I've got an undisclosed number of cats. I have two dogs.
Mm.
I've got shit to do. I've got business. I don't have time to worry about who's used the toilet paper before me.
All right, but if you're in that office and you've run out, and Stephen's got some on his roll. You can see Stephen. It says Stephen. He's used one of those old labelling things, and they're all up above. The old what are those things called?
I don't know, but
it does the letters on the right, and it's got that above his toilet paper.
Yeah.
Stephen B, right, and then you've run out.
I'm using everyone's toilet paper. I'm not using my own toilet. I'm using everyone's.
You're in a meeting, mate, with HR because
themselves.
You use Stephen B's toilet paper.
Yeah, well, he's a dick. And I'm using – they can all fuck themselves. I'm using everyone's toilet paper like an adult human, and this is ridiculous.
Mm.
And I quit.
Oh, okay, mate. You escalated there.
I have escalated it.
It's just a toilet piece of toilet paper.
Oh, my God. I can't stand it.
Offices are difficult.
Oh, my God. They're so ridiculous. Mm. All this, you know, it's this department's turn to do the dishes. And I remember when I started working at Nova in Brisbane and it was like, who's going to buy the milk for the
what?
For the fridge, for the kitchen, right?
What, from the staff?
From the staff.
Isn't that part of the service?
No, get this. So they had a rule that, okay, look, we're just going to be mature about it. Whoever finishes the milk needs to go and buy some more milk. And we were like,
oh, mate.
As if.
The brekkie guys.
As if that's going to happen. So how many times would we roll up at work at 5 a.m.
ready for a coffee?
No milk.
Oh.
Right? Because some asshole who'd been there the day before, of course. Who else? As if they're buying milk for us. As if they give a fuck. All they know is by the time they get there in the morning, there'll be milk because
someone's had to go through the pain.
Right. We've been there. Anyway, I'll never forget one time there's no milk and this guy, fantastic guy, his name was Dean. He wasn't the big Dean. He was this other Dean. And he was a director of something. I can't remember what, sales maybe. Anyway, and I overheard this conversation. He was a beautiful New Zealander. And he comes up out to the girl in Recepo, who was such a hard nut. And he's like, we don't have any milk. And she goes, well, you know where the shop is? She's on Recepo. He's like an exec. And he goes, well, I don't think I have to get milk. I've got director in front of my name. And like that was.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was this great power play moment between him and her over the milk. And it was like, just order milk, mate. Just get someone to bring milk every
Isn't
day.
Isn't there like an admin department that is like getting pens and staplers, and part of their job should be filling the fridge with milk?
She just wanted to create this socialist utopia where everyone was equal about milk.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, oh, fuck. You just get us milk. We have to get up really early and come here and talk about rugby league. Can you just get us milk, please? Workplaces, please tell us on Facebook, by the way, about the rules and the weird shit that's going on at work. I know people use your butter. I know people eat your food. Mm. I'm sure someone's pissed in some food to get back at someone who's eating your food. I know all of that happens.
I'm also the guy that always fucks it up, because I've been in offices before where someone cleans up, right? As in, it's not another staff member that's working there. There's a cleaner that comes in at the end of the day and cleans everything, right? And so a lot of the staff would just put their stuff in the sink.
Because people eat full meals in the office. Yeah. I've never had that kind of job. Like, I'm having a coffee maybe and I'm rinsing out my cup. But some people are cooking a full meal in there and leaving the shit everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, which is disgusting. But, like, if I have a glass of water and then I just put it in the sink, I think, oh, well, you know, the cleaner's going to get that at the end of the day, right? Well, this is in some scenarios, but then you go into another scenario where they don't have that cleaner.
Yeah.
Go through your habit, put your glass in the sink, and then someone writes you an email.
Oh, yeah.
And shames you.
Oh, God. Anywhere where people have to be together.
Horrible.
Oh, God, guys, we're so lucky. Aren't we lucky?
We're lucky.
We don't have to have those awkward arguments about Simon leaving his glass in the sink and Michelle saying, where's the milk?
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
Are we unreasonable?
Yeah, we're assholes. But also now, you know, so many of us have gotten away with working at home at least a couple of days a week. Then there's this big tension brewing in Australia, you know, where everyone's going, guys, you've got to come back to the office. And everyone's
Fuck
going,
that.
Why though? I mean, we survived. We've survived for years with me working at home. Everything's been fine. Why do I have to come back and sit next to you people? You are gross and I hate you. Why can't I stay at home with my cat?
Yeah, I'm fighting less. I get in less arguments every day, you know.
I don't get the compelling reason why we all have to work in offices. And obviously I'm not and we're not.
But do you argue with yourself sometimes?
Nah, pretty peaceful. It's pretty good.
That was a great episode today. No, it wasn't.
Nah.
You don't do any of like the...
Nah, because my standards are pretty low too. So.
Yeah, oh, that's a great episode. Yeah. You're just high-fiving yourself all
the
time.
You should have a nap. Aw, thank you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Secrets and sparkles.
Ooh, let's do it. How exciting.
Yeah. We're both empty. We've gone that far.
I know, we have. Oh, God. There's actually, you've got
to. You want to top it up, do you?
Fill us up.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Oh, God, love, you're blind. Okay. You are blind.
By the way,
yeah.
Do you remember a few episodes ago we had a bloody fire alarm going off in the middle of the... And then you and I just started topping drinks up and having cheese and...
I wanted to make sure we had drinks to take down, because I've been in fire alarms before. I've been stuck down on the street for yonks.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, quick, let's mix some drinks and take some snacks. And then by the time we did that, it stopped.
God, it was intense. All right. This is our first secret for today.
I found out my boyfriend of just over a year got back together with his long-term ex-girlfriend a few months into our relationship, thus making me the other woman.
Oh.
He had a double life, essentially, and even lied about his residency. I found out through a third party he was on a partner visa with her. So I reported him to immigration for bad character and for partner visa fraud. About a year later, I found out that his visa sponsorship was accepted anyway via a long letter he sent to me where he confessed his undying love for me, told me he has been in therapy every week and that he will do anything in the world to get back with me. There was mention of inner childs and things like that. And I kind of miss him. He had a great body. But I know that if I say yes, which I shouldn't even be thinking about doing, I will have to keep this fact that I tried to get him kicked out of the country and his life ruined to myself until I die. But he does have a really good body.
Okay, you did mention that. That's the least of your worries, I think. I thought you were going to say that if you do take him back, you know that you can never trust him again because he's already cheated on you. Once a cheater, always a cheater, as Dr. Phil would say. Mm. So, I mean, that's what I'd be more worried about, to be honest, than the fact that you can never let him know that you tried to have him deported. I mean, it's a really great origin story for a relationship.
Great body.
He has got a great body. I seem to recall that being mentioned. But, like, heaps of people have got great bodies. And he probably won't have a great body forever. He might, but he probably won't. So, you know, I wouldn't bother. Like, there's heaps of people with great bodies. Just go and get another one. I don't trust him, Dales. I don't trust him. And if you were angry enough to try and get him deported last time, I don't think it bodes well.
With the whole AI thing coming in, the great body thing, I think is really, if that's all you've got in life, right, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Because, well, think about it. They're going to be able to invent robots with great bodies.
Oh, wow.
Can't people just be with an AI with a great body if that's all you're after?
I guess. Am I having sex with a robot with a great body? They can make it feel fleshy.
They will 100% do that. I think they're already starting in that zone already.
Fuck. You know, in Japan, been making robots for ages to take care of old people.
Yeah.
I'd like mine to have a great body, please.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a human being and that's all you've got hanging on is a great body, you want to maybe work on some other things.
And if you're a human being and that's all you want, great news.
And if you're a human being and listening to the podcast, I mean, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And we've got great news because, Simon here seems to think that in years to come, soon, we'll be able to get robots with great bodies.
I think in 5 years.
Oh, my God. I'll take Brad Pitt circa Fight Club. Holy Christ. I'm just understanding what you're saying. I'll take Brad Pitt circa Fight Club. About 6 foot.
That's what I'm saying. Order what you want. Don't worry about your deportation, bloke. Just replicate his body and then root that.
Oh, till the cows come home. Good Lord.
We're like laughing about this now.
I'm not laughing.
No,
I'm...
but it's going to happen.
Wow.
That's going to be here. Who do you want?
More reasons to just take care of yourself so you can live longer. I want to live long to be able to take advantage of all of this. So forget this guy. Who cares about this guy? Do you have girlfriends you can ring up and go, remind me of how much I hated him then. Take me back there because I'm thinking about getting back with him. Ring them.
Okay.
Yeah. Be careful. That's filed under be careful.
Be careful. All right. Here is our next secret.
Hey, guys. I was thinking about the comment you made about not having kids with someone you don't love. I did. I made a decision for somebody I was shagging to get pregnant, had a little girl, and of course the relationship didn't work out and it's been horrible for everybody. And he sort of disappeared, but now I feel like everything's bad and it's my punishment in life. And I'm never going to get anything good because I tricked him.
Oh, yes.
Hello, baby trapping.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good that he's disappeared because he doesn't sound like he's much chop. And it sounds also like maybe the child is still quite young. And look, you know, kids are demanding when they're little. And I'm not saying they get easier when they get older because my kids are 14 and like they're not as physically demanding anymore, but they're certainly emotionally demanding as they get older. However, you know, you can get yourself more me time as they get older, which means you can get a bit of a life for yourself again as your kids get older. So when you say, I feel like I'll never have anything good again, you will. You'll get your own life. You'll get space to get your own life again and you can forget this jerk off and get a life for yourself again. Try and focus on your friends. I definitely can relate to this feeling of thinking, oh, my God, I'm just a mum, which I know a lot of people will go, don't say that. No one's just a mum and all that. But I never wanted to be just people's mum. You know what I mean? Like I'm not a hashtag blessed mum kind of person. Like I'm a woman. I like being a woman. I wanted to be my own person and all that kind of stuff. And there were a few years there where I felt like I had no time or energy to be me.
What's that window? What age is it from what, 2 through to 7, 8, 9? How long a block is that?
It's fairly recent that I felt like I've got any semblance of a life back for myself.
Wow, so it's quite a long chunk of your life,
very
isn't it?
Long. Yeah. Very, very long. I would say would be, and also because I've got no support, like I can't just go away for a weekend or even a night or anything like that, you know, so it's really hard for me to have a night. I would say until they're about 12.
Yeah, wow.
13.
Yep.
It's been really recent that I could leave them alone in the house for hours, you know, I still can't leave them alone in the house overnight.
Yeah.
So, but eventually you do start to realize that you can go out and meet a friend for lunch and leave them at home and just little things like that where you suddenly can spread your wings a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're not just mum anymore. You can get a bit of yourself back.
Yep. Rip in at the casino midweek. I mean,
this is it. Like you can actually do mental shit again a bit, you know. And all of our mum group, all of our kids obviously the same age because we met when they were in kinder. Yep. We're all just doing, we'll get together and, you know, go to the sports club and get blood. One of the dads or a couple of the dads will sit together in a house and have all of our kids together and you can rip in a bit of that shit.
It's something that I think young people don't think about when they're going into that or, you know, starting a family, that this is not just 2 or 3 years of tough times. It's actually 10 years,
and
10, 15 years.
No, you're right. And I remember you talking about a friend of yours, and I remember my brother saying it too. It's like you do suddenly realize, oh, wow, all the ways it affects you. No big holidays for like 10 years. Like a lot of guys having to sell their car.
Their nice car
or their jet ski or whatever, like a lot of those things that they love and they worked hard for years to get.
Got to give it away.
Suddenly in an inkling.
Yeah, and it goes to someone else.
It's gone because it makes sense now for
the
family.
Everyone that describes that moment where they are giving away some of these things, they describe that it's much better. There's things that they're getting that
definitely,
the jet ski didn't give them, you know.
Definitely, but it still hurts.
Yeah.
Giving away that ute. That beautiful falcon ute that you wanted all your life as a kid and a teenager. You finally get that ute and then you realize, oh, well, that doesn't work anymore. Mm. You know, it's a big transition.
Do you think that the people that struggle with the idea of getting into the kid zone, they struggle later with the fact that they don't have
the kids at home?
The kids. Like, do you know, which way is the best? What's the best way to run this out? Like, is it
no kids? You have to get used to life's changing
kids
all the time.
Yeah.
Life is changing all the time. And that's a Buddhist idea. And I think this is the message I'm trying to get through to our secret teller is that, yes, I understand life feels really shit right now, but the beauty of life is it's always changing.
Mm.
It is always changing, and we must remember that when it feels really shit. The kids never stay in the same place they're in for long. Kids are always transitioning. Life's always in transition. And so thing I think and I always say to my kids is to try and find something to enjoy in every phase that you're in.
Mm. Even the shitty bits.
Even the shitty bits. For them, they think they're in a shitty bit at the moment because of school.
They're the best
bit. I know they are,
right? They've got no responsibility. Yeah. They've got no worries. Mum's bloody looking after every bill.
Louie's better at understanding that than Dahl. Dahl is in that kind of like, school, got to get up early for school.
I was that kid, yeah.
Yeah, same. Mm. Whereas Louie's more
this is great.
Realistic about, oh, fuck, I know this is a great time of my life.
It's still not his best or her best.
No.
Even though we look back now because we're working and we're like, oh, fuck, wouldn't it be great to do nothing?
Yeah.
it's still not the best part, I think.
That's what I said.
I think where we are now is the best bit.
I try and enjoy every bit. Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, for you, what is it for you? Because in my zone, I feel like this is the best part of my life.
Yeah.
Where is it for you?
I'm enjoying this part of my life very much. Like I said,
Has there been a better part? Or are you looking forward to a better part? Like where do you think, where's your
mind? I think I tend to think the best times are ahead always, but I am enjoying this part very much. I'm definitely enjoying this time with them getting older. I'm loving being able to spread my wings again. It's awesome. And I'm loving getting more freedom as they get older. Every month, every 6 months, I get a bit more freedom. Because they get a bit older and they want more freedom. But then I remember being 16 and loving that and realizing and saying to myself, wow, being 16 is a really great time in my life.
Mm.
I loved my friends. I loved school.
Mm.
I loved being allowed to go out at night and go to parties. Loved life at 16. I loved it all. I loved being in my early 20s and being a comedian and touring around the country with my friends. I love being in my 30s. You know, I just...
So it's all been fairly consistently...
Pretty much. Like, I mean, the last 10 years were pretty hard work.
The 40s.
They were really hard. I think that's pretty consistent. I think... Because I remember reading studies thinking, oh, it's not just me that...
It's the 40 mark.
That's mid-40s apparently the hardest.
For everybody?
Not...
Men and women?
Yeah. Or? Like, obviously not everybody, but it is a classically hard time of life.
Because of the halfway mark of
it's a hormonally it's a shift. It tends to be when we're in the, I think, the most debt and when we're working the hardest and when there's a lot of literature around about our
the pressures in that zone.
Yeah. And that we tend to come out of it in our early 50s and be really happy again.
Wow. Interesting. All right, let's get into our next secret.
So my husband and I have been married for about 15 years. And about 2 years into our relationship, I had a one-night stand with some random. The only person who knew about this one-night stand was my now ex-best friend. And he and I, my ex-best friend and I, recently had a falling out. And he threatened to tell my husband.
That's all we got.
I think we got the gist. Holy moly. Oh, my God, that sucks. You and your friend had a falling out and he said, well, what if I told Trevor about that time? Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I mean, falling out with a friend is bad because you do know so much about each other. It's hurtful, it's painful, and then you get down to the realities of how much you could hurt each other. I mean, surely you've got gear on him too, though.
Yeah.
That's what it starts to be like. Well, I'll tell you what.
Eye for an eye here.
Yeah. We'll never know unless you ring us back. But
and finish your secret.
Yeah. But I can certainly empathise with the knockdown, drag out blue with a former very good friend and how ugly it can get. I think it can be – is it worse than relationships? Have you ever had a bust up with a good friend?
Yeah. I think they can affect you more
because
you share – you know, you might go through – 3 or 4 partners.
You're so right.
And you share those stories with that friend.
Yeah.
And then they're gone and then you realise – there's also the one thing I noticed with, like, you know, losing a friend or certain friends, there's topics that you talk about with that friend and you both enjoy those topics.
Yeah.
And so you bounce backwards and forward.
Yeah.
And then finding the person that wants to bounce backwards and forwards on that in that rhythm again is really hard.
Yeah.
And so that's the – it's the conversation that you miss, I think, with the friend the most.
Also, I found – I was disappointed that – because I had one fairly recently and I was disappointed that we couldn't make up. Like, I thought – yeah, okay, we've had a bust up, but we can, yeah.
You know. Oh, you think that, do you?
I did,
You don't stand you, like, for me to bust up, it takes a lot. But well, when I bust up, it's like, it's done.
No, this one that I'm thinking of was like, was with a female friend and it was kind of, it was pretty minor in that I recognised that this, when it happened, we were both under a lot of stress. It was literally like a hard week and via text and it was like, I just thought it was pretty minor and I thought, okay, yeah, we're just not talking for a while. And then something bigger happened that I definitely reached out to her because I thought, okay, well, this eclipses any bullshit.
Mm.
And I reached out in support of her and then we were texting back and forth and I thought, yeah, it's time to bury the hatchet because this is real.
Yeah.
What's happened here.
Sure.
But she didn't. And I was like, Are you for real? Wow. Okay.
But I guess that's the vulnerable thing that you have to put yourself through, where yeah. you are willing to kind of go, okay, like let's bury the hatchet.
Totally.
But then they don't. And then you've got to be the person that kind of feels even more shit. Because yeah. you're like, well, hang on, I fucking tried to come back.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, totally.
Or do you feel better because you at least tried and then you can kind of yeah. then finish it properly in your mind?
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Is that how you feel?
Or? Definitely. But I think I was like, you kind of felt, I felt like, surely when you have a good friend, you can have a blue. And it wasn't even a big blue. Like it wasn't, you know, surely you can have a moment and then come back from it and go, okay, now that we're both
settled.
Yeah,
the dust has settled.
The dust has settled. That moment has passed.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's go, okay, well, I felt like this. I felt like that. And surely there will be miscommunications in it because it was via text for one thing. So, you know, who knows what people were really thinking and really meant and firing off texts while we're surrounded by kids and drama and it. So I thought it at least warranted a sit down. So yeah, I was really shocked that she was happy to just go, no. But again, I have been watching a lot of Real Housewives where everyone has to go and have a sit down conversation about everything and clear the air all the time.
Men aren't really clearing the air. I mean, they're clearing the air. I think they, you know, they do it in a different way where maybe it's over a beer or they...
Yeah, don't they?
But they don't do it in the same way I think that you guys would, I think. I think you guys maybe...
I've never had a bust up like that before. I've never... Girlfriends kind of drift in and out of my life.
Yeah, I think that's how it
but I've never had
with
a
blokes.
Fight.
It just kind of peters out.
Yeah. You have people that you kind of...
Just stop texting.
Yeah. Or you start to think... she's annoying me. I think also particularly in the last couple of years, we've all had people who we've gone, she's gone a bit weird.
Yeah.
Through COVID stuff.
And maybe we are the ones that got a bit weird as well, right?
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? For some people.
Oh,
because
for sure.
I've definitely noticed some people like just don't reach out as much as what they were pre-COVID. And I'm thinking, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm that person. I've done it to people. I've kind of gone, I don't need that in my life anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm also going, oh, okay. So other people have also decided they don't need me in their life
anymore.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's this.
That's fine.
Really great divider, the old COVID.
Hasn't it been?
Like,
yeah.
Line, isn't it?
Yeah. And I get that. I don't think I've ever had a...
audit.
Audit.
Like it was
that's fine.
It was a real friend audit for everyone, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, who's worth it?
Yeah, totally.
Who's
worth
my time?
That being forced to be at home and not go out really meant that when we were allowed out again, I think we were much choosier about who we...
How good, though?
It was good.
Because we were all a bit in autopilot.
Yeah, totally.
You realise, like, 2019, what we were doing versus what we started. Well, like, what everyone's now on a path to do.
Yes.
Everyone's much more, they're on a path.
Absolutely.
Who's gone crazy, though?
A lot of people.
Have we gone crazy?
Hasn't every family
got
at least
one?
Look
where we're at. We're on a podcast now.
But, like, you know, going back to a previous secret teller who said to me, you know, fuck the haters. And I was like... I thank you. I appreciate that. But I do think that I feel like I've got less haters, or maybe I just don't read them. I think I audited out a lot of like paying attention to people who don't like me, you know, so I don't know if there's more or less of them, but that's been good.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm definitely in a happier place. I audited out that.
How do you file it?
Oh, be careful. Be careful because what are your options? Your options are either you tell your husband or you just dig your knee. I love that option. I love it when people just completely do away with the ammo that the other person's got and blow the secret themselves.
Mm.
Oh, that's huge, but fuck it. Who cares? You were 2 months into your relationship. You've now been married for yonks. I wonder, would that devastate your marriage? Oof, be careful.
All right. This is the final secret for today.
I have a secret. Next week, my husband and I are going to drop our children off at school and go and have a threesome with an escort.
Oh.
I can't wait. It's been a fantasy of mine for a long time. My husband's here for it. We've been married for 16 years. And when we're done, we'll just go and pick the kids up from school like any other mum and dad.
Love it.
School pickup. The gossip at school pickup.
Oh, it's massive.
But, I mean, you're not telling anybody.
I don't think we're telling anybody.
No,
straight
right
up.
But bloody hell.
We'll save this for a mum's night out. But, oh, I love love it so much. I mean, I'm just filing it immediately. Obviously, love it. It's so great, good fun, wonderful.
Desperate Housewives, Wisteria Lane, kind of. Yeah. You know, it looks all perfect, but then realistically, what's going on behind closed doors?
I'm telling you, this is so normal. Like,
so normal.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Oh, come on. You don't get it.
What do you mean I don't get it?
Give it a couple of years.
So you're saying that my mum and dad, right?
Yes.
Dropped me off at school and then went off to a brothel and had a threesome.
No, hotel. They would have gone to a hotel. They would have gone to a nice hotel in the city and they would have met a beautiful escort. Yeah.
Do you think that happened?
Yeah. 100%.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really? Very conservative. Like, very conservative. You're thinking... This is happening more often. How? Okay, give me percentages here. I love numbers.
Well, you're a data guy. I can tell you of my... Okay, I don't want to put anyone in it.
Are you saying it's a 50-50 on people?
Oh, easy.
Bullshit.
Easy.
50% of the people that are dropping their kids off at school...
Oh, well, no, but I'm saying of an age group. I'm saying everyone will get there. Everyone will get there.
What do you mean?
I'm saying...
Everyone will use an escort at
some point.
Women
of my age group, my girlfriends...
Yes. Yeah.
A massive percentage have done something of this nature.
Driven by the female?
Yeah.
Or the male? Who's driving
this? Definitely the female's happy about it.
Happy about it.
Yeah. Happy as Larry.
So what age group is this? What have I got to look forward to?
28, 29.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
I'm 50.
I'm older.
Obviously. I'm 50.
So it's in that zone?
Yeah.
In the 50s?
In the zone. Late 40s? Yeah. I wasn't 50.
Whoa. Yeah. You weren't 50?
No. I've dropped the kids off at school.
And then what?
My husband and I went off to this exact.
You dropped the kids off at school.
Exact.
And then you went to have a threesome.
Mm.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, normal. Normcore.
Were you on radio at the time?
Yeah.
So you weren't worried about like just...
Nope. No, because
like
I knew
or some shit.
No, because I knew from my work in the sex industry many years earlier.
Discreet.
Discretion.
Discretion.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed?
I would say guaranteed.
Would you say guaranteed?
I know so many sex workers and have always known them. And they tell me who they see, because they know I won't tell either. So I know who sees sex workers.
Okay, so tell me how that conversation rolled out. Like, who was it? Your partner? Was it you? Who,
I think it was both of us.
Same night, you're sitting there at dinner. The kids have gone to bed, and you've gone, you know what we should do tomorrow when they drop the kids at school?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Is that how it rolls out?
Well, yeah, it was a few weeks in advance, but yeah.
So you're planning it.
Yeah.
You put a circle on the calendar.
We did. What are you doing? Okay, so Tuesday's out. What about Wednesday?
Right. Friday. Are you laughing in there?
Yeah,
you're
of
laughing
course.
Your heads off,
it's
right?
Because
it's so like
it's hilarious.
And then, what's the escort? How long have you guys been together for?
Yeah,
22 years.
Yep.
This is and what do they say? This is great.
Yeah, it's
good
great.
On you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that's great.
Jump in the shower.
Yeah.
We don't need to go into any more detail,
no,
but
we don't.
Yeah, but bloody hell, that's amazing.
She's still on my phone. We text every now and then. Just
what do you mean?
As friends. We just text every now and then.
You're not supposed to become friends.
No,
with,
but...
What are you doing there?
Well, she's just sweet. Every now and then she'll just text me about something. She'll go, oh, I saw you on this show.
Are you giving your number out?
Well, yeah, we had to text about the booking.
Right,
yeah.
So this is not like a brothel. This is just a private session.
Yeah, she was a private.
She was a private session.
Yeah. So she'll go, oh, I saw you on...
The project?
Yeah. Oh, so you were on Speaks and Specs tonight. Oh, your hair was so long. I go, oh, yeah, gosh, that was a long time ago. It's all happening in the suburbs.
It's all happening on this podcast. I get to learn so much more about you here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, our conversations on this podcast are way more interesting than what we talk about when we stop doing this.
Are they?
Yeah. When would you ever say to me, mate?
Oh, well, when... yeah,
when would
I mean,
you
I
say
guess,
to me?
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Wow. How fascinating. I love the fact that I've got a license just to keep asking you questions in this scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know I'll never lie.
You never lie.
No, I never lie on air.
Behind the scenes, you are lying like
I think we'd be more polite, but it's like,
yeah, but
it's
you don't
the
have
unspoken
to be.
Rule.
Yeah. The lights are on, mate. We're gonna talk.
It's the unspoken rule of the radio that we came up doing, right?
Oh, just
it's
deliver.
Like the same
deliver.
As Kyle and Jack, the same as Hughesy's the same. It's like the kind of radio I was brought up doing.
Yeah.
It's like if someone asks you a straight question,
you've got to give them the answer.
You've got to answer it. Yeah. You can't and lie.
Fuck, it sucks when you're on the other end of it.
Hughes, I'm sorry, mate. No, it doesn't worry me. If I didn't want to answer it, I'd squirm more. But Hughes is the worst. It's like if he knows.
Well, you know this is a podcast as well. We can always edit it out. The worst is when you're on live radio.
That's it.
And then you're fucked. Because like, and then they corner you.
Yeah, that's it.
Because it's usually a gang. Yeah. Like, it's usually like there's always three in a fucking show. So they triangle the fuck out of one person, right? And then when one person's like, I don't want it, and the other two go, come on, mate.
And then you're fucking
wedged into this shit and you're live on air and you're like, oh. And then especially if it's fucked. Something like that story, right, that you've just shared, then you go home to your partner.
Be like, ring her now.
Yeah. And then you get home.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
And
then, I know.
And then your partner goes, you've got to stop doing that
job. I know. And usually, and like, I don't know about you, usually it'd be for me to be, they hadn't been listening.
No.
Someone else would
text them and said, they're talking about this. Then, of course, that's so weird to have happen.
Yeah. So it'd be like told to them way worse than what you actually said. Yeah. That is a good thing about being single, actually, doing this show, is I don't have anyone to answer to. There's no one going, what did you say on that podcast? Totally. What did you say?
A few people in the Facebook group have said, get Yulia on the podcast. And so I said to her, we're lying in bed the other night. I said, hey, they're asking that, would you come on? And she said, no fucking way. Right? And I was like, look, you'd just be a friendly chat. She goes, that's not interesting. To have just a friendly chat. So I was like, she's just like, I'm not walking myself into that spider web. I was like, okay, righto.
So true.
Well, it's true, right? We're not going to talk about how's the weather, mate?
You're so right.
All right. Anyway, how do you file it?
We filed it. I love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
And we've learnt more about you.
Yeah. Can't lie.
If you've got a secret and you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. You can join the Patreon as well, where we share even more.
Even more.
Even more than that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Can't lie.
Well, they're paying, mate.
Yeah.
So you've got to go even deeper there. If you want to join the Patreon, the link is in the bio. We will see you next Tuesday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.